Behind Walgreens and Gaylord, online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, a couple of text messages during the break. Ian would make a great governor. I hope he seriously considers running. He would have my vote. Here's going to be the problem. As much as I love the idea, he's a businessman. He's expanding the Iron Pig brand, the Iron Pig's operations. He's got a commitment to his family, to his employees, to his partners. He's got responsibilities in the private sector. It is extremely difficult for a businessman to run for governor, which requires you to travel the entire state of Michigan and basically have to have about $10 million behind you in order to run a successful governor campaign. It's almost impossible. I'm not saying it can't be done if you've got the right team behind you, you got the right donors behind you, you got the right campaign manager, a scheduler, a PR person. It takes a team. And it takes a ton of money to run a very successful campaign to get the nomination. You have to understand that this is going to be a process. And some very wealthy individuals, probably Kevin Rinke, probably Perry Johnson, possibly Tudor Dixon, the previous candidate for the Republican side. Personally, I think she should go away because she's not going to have a chance in this race. But there's going to be people. There's going to be people running. You have to understand this is a process. So he needs to pray about it. He needs to build a team capable of coming up with the funding, the campaign consultants, the strategists, the campaign manager. It's going to take a lot. But it could possibly happen. We'll have to wait and see. But it's exactly the type of person we need running this state. Because if you have a situation where we have a common sense businessman like Ian Murphy, who has stood up to state government and has won in court, he knows the process. Always talk about the process. Well, he knows the process. He spent the money with the attorney. He knows exactly what it takes to take on Lansing and win. Question is, could he win the nomination and then go on to beat the Democrat or independent in this case, now that Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, has announced he's running as an independent? So we shall see. That's 2026. But let's talk about this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. In case you missed it, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's future as a potential 2028 presidential candidate is becoming fairly standard fare in national media coverage. New York Times taking the most recent swing on the political Democrat landscape. They ran a story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was the lead paragraph, with a big photo of her in the story concerning her being, quote, at the center of the battleground states chatter, end quote, over the upcoming 2028 presidential race and who will actually control the Democrat Party. The news reporter, if you want to call her that, Katie Gluck, article focused on, quote, ambitious Democrats who are blanketing the country, building relationships that could pay dividends in the fight for the party's future, end quote. Governor Gretchen Whitmer got the entire first paragraph, and she got the photo. She was the lead paragraph in this story. Well, in paragraph two, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro got a mention. J.B. Pritzker, the Illinois governor, was in the third paragraph. And later on, near the bottom of the story, Governor of California Gavin Newsom was mentioned. In the first lead paragraph at the top, the article reports on Whitmer's visit to the state of Texas during the campaign of Kamala Harris. Our governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan wasn't in Michigan. She was in Texas, where she told a room full of Democratic Party activists about the party's successes in Michigan, complete with a link to a prior article in which labeled Whitmer one of the Democrat Party's brightest stars. The November 3rd piece, 2 days before the election, noted that Whitmer did a 40-stop bus tour with other Democrats in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and her home state of Michigan to promote Harris' campaign for president. Well, it didn't matter because Donald Trump won all three of those states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin all went to Trump. But they don't mention that in this story. And in the very bottom of this story, Whitmer got a shout out from the Phoenix mayor, Kate Gallego, who told the New York Times that Whitmer had real fans in Arizona who feel personally connected to her. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, folks, has been campaigning for president already for 2028 in major swing states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, which all went to Donald Trump, hold enough Electoral College votes to make her the next president of the United States, running against J.D. Vance in 2028. Even in the story, New York Times story, they refer to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's fight like hell pack. noting that since last January, the governor not only has been endorsing federal candidates, but she has attended more than 160 voter events to get out the vote. About halfway down the piece, a nice color picture of the governor taking reporters' questions with this tagline below it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has often been floated as a possible future leader of the Democrat Party, end quote. The article does not contain any specific quotes from Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the topic, but it does note that she's term limited out and beginning to serve her last 2 years of her governorship. Going to stop right there on this story. Why do they not get a specific quote from Whitmer? Because if she says anything about it, it's a public admission she's announcing for running for president in 2028, and then it opens up all kinds of campaign finance problems for her. So that's why they did not get a quote from her. Well, 2 weeks prior to this story coming out on November 3rd, 2 days before the election, another New York Times columnist, Frank Brunney, suggested that the Democratic Party break the mold when finding its next nominee and not defer to the next presumed establishment favorite. He also questioned whether the party would want to pick another woman as its nominee after Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris both lost. In his story, Frank says, quote, that could make them reluctant, the Democrat Party reluctant to pick another woman, even one as compelling as Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, end quote, said Frank in his New York Times story. So are they basically admitting the country is not ready for a woman president? Is that what they're saying? Because Hillary lost, Kamala lost, even one as compelling as Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Well, my opinion, final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two on this Tuesday. Christmas shopping. This segment brought to you by Christmas shopping with our sponsors. Going to make it real, real simple for you. IronPigSmoke.com or go in person, purchase a gift certificate. Tom and Karen Curtis over at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Call them, get a gift certificate. You don't know what firearm a family member might be interested in. You don't know what they own. You don't know what ammunition they need, cleaning supplies, a trigger job. You don't know what they may want. So just call Tom and Karen and get a gift certificate. You're good to go. After Christmas, they can make an appointment, go in and visit with them. Be very thankful of you doing that for them. Another one that's real simple to do is online or on your phone, computer at home, your phone, or simply calling a toll-free number to place an order with MyPillow.com's website using the promo code TruckerRandy. This is really simple, folks. This one, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items and free shipping. You go to the website, MyPillow.com, you shop away, you buy pillows, you buy towels, you buy slippers, you buy whatever you buy, you put them in the cart, you go to checkout, you see how much it's going to cost retail, you put in Trucker Randy, and you see how much savings you get, plus free shipping. Patriots Relief, Tim Roberts, he's got gift certificates as well. You'd like to get a family member some intense relief rub. Perhaps some CBD oils, drops, soft gels, gummies, whatever. You don't know what they may want, so you just get a gift certificate. Any of these sponsors that you would like information, phone numbers, websites, promo codes, just text me that particular sponsor and I'll send you the information. It's that simple. Basically, 2 weeks and a day away from Christmas, you've got time to get the gift certificates, get them emailed to you, print them out, put them in a card, get the physical gift certificate, whatever, you can do it, you got time. So text me guns for Curtis Gunsmithing, text me pig for Iron Pig, text me MyPillow, text me MP. and I'll send you the information. Great products at a savings, helping support our sponsors. Keep it in the radio family and make life easy for yourself. We've had a little reprieve from the bad snowy weather, warm temperatures, raining out there. Well, guess what? We got a winter storm watch coming 7 p.m. tonight through 7 p.m. on Thursday. 6 to 12 inches for some parts of our listening area, especially here in Antrim County. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens here with the weather. But winter is back. So don't put the snow shovels away just yet, folks. We've got some more snow throwing to do. But we want to make Christmas shopping as easy for you as possible in supporting our sponsors, our radio family, and want to make it easy for you to save money and make it convenient at the same time. So again, text me whatever you want. I'll send you the information either during the break or after the show. I'll get to you. Just text me what one you want, and I'll give you the information. Pretty interesting stories, though. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, seeing the writing on the wall, Republicans have the majority back in the House. Gridlock will be back in session starting January when Matt Hall and the Republicans take the majority back. Let's see how much political capital do they want to spend trying to work with this governor for the last 2 years, or should she just go ahead and start campaigning for president as the governor of the state of Michigan? Should she just go ahead and start working New Hampshire, Iowa, plant the seed early? The sooner you're out there and getting news stories written about you being in New Hampshire, Iowa, etc., people like the New York Times, NBC, they're going to be very, very cooperative and supportive of her candidacy. But according to the one communist, Frank Bruni, he said it. Are the Democrats going to be reluctant to pick another woman to run for president in 2028? Especially after Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris both lost? Does it make it more feasible that Josh Shapiro, somebody you guys may not even have heard of yet, Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, J.B. Pritzker, Illinois governor, and then, of course, California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's going to be interesting. Final hour of today's show, we're going to talk about some other bills that are going to be possibly moving this week. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
1 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program,